Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Give us a call. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And we've been talking about the state of affairs in North Korea. Now, evidently, dog ownership is outlawed, and people in North Korea fear that it's because the dogs are being confiscated and fed to them in restaurants. But we're going to move off from that to something a little less disturbing. And that is that Trump, the master troll, the manipulator, the idiot in many cases, but he's excellent at trolling people, is at it again, evidently, suggesting that, what was it, the election results may take years to determine?
Yes, indeed. You got to hand it to this guy. I don't agree with a whole bunch of what he does, but I gotta say I have a real appreciation for his troll level. Like, he's got a pretty high level of troll factor, and he is
very good at trolling.
Yeah, he can.
He has envious trolling abilities.
He is from the entertainment industry.
Yeah, and he can really get a reaction out of people. So now, according to BusinessInsider.com. Trump, in remarks to reporters, said that knowing the results of this year's presidential election could take months or years, as he continued to cast doubt on mail-in votes ahead of an expected surge in the number of Americans casting their ballot by post. Quote, usually at the end of the evening, they say Donald Trump has won an election. Donald Trump is your new president. Trump said during the remarks at his golf resort in Bedminster, New Jersey.
So it's good to know he is, in fact, outplaying golf and not, you know, being damaging of all of humanity.
Saying, quote, you know what? You're not going to know this, possibly, if you really did it right, for months or for years. Because these ballots are all going to be lost. They're all going to be gone, Trump said.
I mean, isn't that the possibility with every election?
There's always stories of finding a mailbox stock full of these ballots that never made it where they were supposed to. This happens all the time.
And we do know that the USPS, in some cases, is already extremely overwhelmed and can't handle what they're receiving.
Well, yeah, I think you were talking off the air about having a package not being where you... Oh, no, that was UPS, but I've had issues with packages.
And that
recently.
Was because it wasn't shipped, for whatever reason. It was ordered last week. It didn't actually ship until today.
But the U.S. Postal Service is behind on some of their packages, and some people are experiencing delays, which is frustrating. Of course, if you get your mail-in ballot early, it probably won't be a problem, but I guess they're concerned with procrastinators who are going to mail their ballots in at the last minute or whatever.
Or just go vote at the last minute.
Well, no, that's what's going to be different this year, right, Aria, is there's a ton of people who are scared to death, and they're completely irrational, as we've discussed for, months on this show, but that doesn't matter. They're scared to death, and so they don't want to go vote in person. They want to be able to vote from home, and the only way that that can be done are the current system, because there's, in most places, no way of electronically voting through the internet or something like that, right?
So, I mean, there are plenty of ways. The government has just dropped the ball on it.
Well, right. Those aren't available because governments are slow and they're stupid and
incompetent.
They're not innovative or anything like that. And there are always political wranglings over these things. So even if there is some sort of voting system that someone has developed that would work great, getting the political parties to agree to implement something like that could take decades. So for now, voting by mail is the only non-in-person opportunity that people would have. And some states have to still change their laws in order to allow what they call universal mail-in voting or absentee voting, because right now, like, for instance, here in New Hampshire, my understanding is the only way you can legally absentee vote is if you certify you will not be in town at the time of the election. So,
okay.
I mean, that's not a hard thing to do.
Sure.
Like, you just have to say that you won't be in town, and probably they're not going to investigate you for that.
Well, one would hope not. But they are the government, and they do stupid things all the time.
Yeah. And so these people who want to make it easier for folks to vote are working on doing that in some places. And I don't know what New Hampshire is going to do or if they've changed anything yet. I have not followed this situation closely. But as of right now, you know, you can vote from home. You just have to do it the absentee style. In some states, I think Hawaii actually just did some sort of a primary or some kind of a local vote using the mail-in method, and they claimed that they had a much larger voter turnout as a result of that.
Hmm. Well, I would imagine so. People don't have to leave their house. I mean, it's a waste of time to vote
sure.
in the first place. But if you have to leave your house to go do it, it's even more time that's wasted.
No doubt. So
if they sent me a ballot that I could just fill out and send back.
Mm-hmm.
Ideally, the postage would already be paid on it.
Mm.
That would be ideal.
That would definitely improve the likelihood that you would be able to send it back, because a lot of people may not have stamps. Then they'd have to go out and wait in a line to go and get stamps to send the thing back. But, you know, there's so right now, and I, again, I have not followed this closely, and the story does get into a little bit more about, you know, what's going on here. But effectively, you've got a political divide where you've got a lot of people on the left who are taking the COVID thing to the max. They're wearing masks at all times. And that's not to say there aren't people on the right who
are doing
that as well.
Like when they're bicycling down the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or in their car or whatever.
Or out in the middle of nature camping.
So these are the people that are pushing for the at-home voting. And the other side is saying, well, how do we know it's really you? You know, how do we know that Aria filled out the voter form that was sent to her at her address, or it was Aria's son who voted in your stead? How do you prove that? What sort of system will be in place to catch voter fraud in these cases?
Yep.
And I mean, those are valid concerns.
They are. And these are all things that are probably not going to get figured out in most places before the election happens.
When was the United States Postal Service invented? I mean, there was like more than a century.
Benjamin Franklin created the first one.
Okay, so yeah. More than two centuries ago. And the U.S. government still has not mastered people mailing in their ballots to vote. After 200 years of this service existing.
I think it's been frowned upon. It's the ability.
Because the government can't handle it.
Well, yeah, but the ability. But this is one of those, you know, this is one of those things a lot of people feel very good about. Going out in public and voting.
It's a signal
to
show.
It's
patriotic. They get the little I voted sticker.
Exactly. The whole thing is a virtue signal.
Yeah. Well, the left feels the same way about wearing masks, so they should love going out and voting in their mask, their little I obeyed cloth.
Yeah, you would think, but I think they really are that scared, a lot of them.
I'm not so sure how many of them are actually scared. I think a lot of them are just, they think they can take advantage of this situation. And that's why that one...
They're probably scared.
Some people think this is going to end in November. Because this whole pandemic is all about mail-in voting.
I don't think so.
It's a lot of effort to push mail-in voting.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Well, it's kind of working. You have these people who are being told that they shouldn't go out. Oh, they can go protest mail-in voting. But actually going in November to vote, that's not going to work. You don't want to be in the same room with a bunch of sick people. And by the way, that's a good question. Here in Keene, we have the stupid mask ordinance.
Mm-hmm.
How is that going to take place in November? Are they going to mandate that you have to wear a mask into the polling area?
I can't imagine that they could. I mean, because you could still use
a
medical
business.
Objection.
Yeah, but it's not a business.
They probably exempt themselves from the rules.
But you know those cops stand at the doors.
A lot of the cops don't care about the masks.
No, they don't. We saw that firsthand.
They were yelling at you to put your mask on.
No.
They weren't
theirs? They just weren't wearing masks Saturday night.
Well, actually, we thanked them, even though they were threatening some poor guy that got pulled over. We did thank them for not wearing masks.
Well, I mean, you don't
well,
have
what's
to.
Screwed up
if,
about
if,
this,
if they're out,
it?
If they're outside, then they're it's perfectly.
Well, no.
No, if you're in a public place conducting business,
which is what they
call a mask.
That's what they call what they do, by the way.
Conducting.
The government calls the things that they do. We call it criminal, you know, enterprise. We call
Road
it robbery.
Piracy.
Yeah, extortion, piracy. They call it business.
Yep.
Oh, they were out conducting business.
Oh, do you have business with the court? No, this is not business. I'm not here voluntarily. But they always use that term for what they do.
Fascinating. Mm-hmm. It was to that that the cop said something like, I'm not going to do this with you tonight, sir. That was great. The whole thing was fantastic. But yeah, they weren't wearing masks. But these are the same people who are going to go out and harass businesses because they're not forcing customers to wear masks. 855-450-3733.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Chinese banks limit customers' ability to buy gold. Chinese flooding and potential dam collapse threatens many Bitcoin operations. Withdrawals from crypto exchanges increase, indicating perhaps more people are holding their coin for themselves. Tentative agreement met to stabilize Bitcoin cash mining in conjunction with the currency's third birthday. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
July 25th, we adopted April. She's a purebred orange and white Brittany. But when she started scratching like crazy, I said to John, it's got to be her food. You know, what you put into a dog is what you get out. We heard this radio commercial, and this woman was so excited about Dinovite. DinoVite.com. I said to John, I'm getting this. So the Dinovite comes. And I thought, a light bulb moment. She loves her dog food. She always lays a little bit in her bowl. So we added a huge scoop of Dinovite in it, and then we swished it around like gravy. She dove into that bowl. She licked it clean. She loved it. So that's been the routine. April gets Dinovite for dessert. Her coat is now soft. It's silky. Dinovite is nutrition. She even walks like a little princess.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
And Dinovite. She's Little Miss Hollywood. DinoVite.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. take control of the airwaves. Talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria, Ian, and Conan. And I want to say thank you to Troy, who is tonight's amplifier. This means he's a member of the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. You can find out more about it and join the program at amp.freetalklive.com. Joining the program gives us money, ideally, that is used strictly to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. Help us get on more radio stations, help us reach a wider audience. So if you like the show, if you like what we're doing, you might consider joining the AMP program. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. And Troy, we want to thank you for doing that. We hope you continue listening and amplifying the show. We're talking about Trump here, though, who is the master troll. I mean,
he's one of them.
Yeah. I don't like Trump one bit as
troll
far as his policies
9,000.
Go, but yeah, I admire his trolling ability. As someone who spends a lot of their time on the internet trolling people, Trump, he's a master at it. Hats and, off to him.
Yeah, and his recent troll is to suggest that it could take years to come out with the results of the election.
So is his contention that the United States postal system is just so inept that it would take them that long to do it?
I think that's what he's suggesting. He's saying that he thinks the ballots will just get lost, basically, that the government won't even get them to where they're supposed to go.
They lose packages all the time.
Yeah.
No offense, Conan.
Hey, we run a tight ship. I think it's very important to point this out that
all those other guys.
Well, the post office all over this country are little fiefdoms.
Mm-hmm.
They're all run by whoever happens to run them, and
right.
Some people are better than others.
Mm-hmm.
No, we run an extremely tight ship in where we're at.
Is there like a postmaster general for every county or town, or like how many
or every post office
postmasters are there?
Well, we have
I know there's one in Keene.
It depends because they're. A lot of these people are retiring, and they're not getting replaced.
Ooh.
In fact, that's kind of the new guy's, his new policies. He's trying to get rid of as many people as possible, get him to retire early, because it's all about the pensions, man. That's where a lot of the money is going. And these guys who've been working for, you know, 2, 3, 4 decades, they're making a pretty good, tidy little sum.
Mm-hmm.
They'd rather replace them with someone like me, who's,
sure.
You know, as a contractor, who's hardly making squat,
right.
Making good money, but it's not like... It's not only the guys I cover for.
Yeah, you don't have the government bennies.
Correct. But we run an extremely tight ship. There is no mail laying around, mm-hmm. You know, at our place. But from what I'm being told, these distribution centers, I don't even know what's going on with these clowns. They are...
Now, explain to me, what is a distribution center?
They're basically hubs.
A hub.
It's a hub where the mail hits, and then they get spread out to the locals.
There's one in Nashua, for instance.
And I've seen some photos of just nothing but just whole warehouses full of carts, mail carts, full of packages.
Backed up.
And
oh
I'm like,
God.
That's not good because I also am an Amazon merchant. So I'm shipping out product all the time. And I'm getting my own horror stories from people like, where's my book at? It's been 15 right. days. It's been 20 days. I'm like, look at the tracking number. It'll tell you exactly where your book is. I mailed it 3 weeks ago.
So, sure. So they're arguing and fighting over the Postal Service and its current status, right? Because we know that the Postal Service, we've been reporting for years about how their budget, basically, they lose money every single year, right?
Like, yeah, part of the problem is the stupid pension program, the federal, the federal 75 years in advance pension program, which, by the way, is another Ponzi scheme because that money doesn't exist. That's post office money.
Mm-hmm.
But I've always felt that ruling is intentional, not to bankrupt the post office, but that's a lot of free money right there that Congress can just use up and, you know, buying more missiles and stuff. But it's something has to happen.
Well, the revenue's down.
I know some of my buddies at work don't like the idea, but it really needs to be privatized.
Oh, absolutely, it does. But that, it's in an awkward phase right now where they're losing money hand over fist because the number of regular first class mailings are down significantly, right?
Cause sure.
You don't have to send a letter to grandma anymore. You can send her an email. You can pay your bills.
Packages are way up
online. Yeah, packages are up, but it's still not enough to bring them some positive revenue.
And the question is, and Trump keeps saying this, and I'm not clear on this, is have we given Amazon a special deal, a special mm-hmm. sweetheart deal?
Well, Trump's against that.
And they're not actually paying
regular rate.
Regular rate.
Yeah.
like UPS,
that's,
FedEx.
That's what they suspect.
But I mean,
they seem to be getting priority. I mean, none of the packages that I've gotten from Amazon, I've gotten a lot of them in the last 6 months or so. None of them have been significantly delayed.
Right.
I mean, maybe a week or so, but I'm talking other things from like Kohl's or whatever get delayed by a month,
well,
2 months,
the,
3 months.
Now the conspiracy, so there's right-wing conspiracy theories, there's left-wing conspiracy theories.
Oh, yeah, they're taking the mail trucks and they're driving them out into the desert.
Apparently, what?
The actress in True Lies?
Jamie Lee Curtis.
She's snapping a picture of a mail truck on the back of a wrecker. And she says the guy had a red hat on with white letters. They're stealing the mail trucks. And she was serious.
At least it wasn't on fire, as many of the postal trucks tend to be.
Yeah, there's about five a week are going up in flames.
Damn. So,
engineering, man.
They're like 40, 50 years old.
Yeah.
They're old.
Yeah, there's an old fleet. So you've got this decrepit old organization that is, while it's sort of
perfect for someone like Biden, who is also decrepit and old.
It's not, the Postal Service, like I said, we've been looking at them for a long time and how they've been losing money hand over foot. They've had problems forever, but now the left is really on the attack because Trump's guy is now the Postmaster General. So prior to this new guy coming in within the last, what, month, 2 months, I mean, three?
He's only been here for a little bit.
Yeah. So the woman that was on previously, I guess she quit or retired or something like that. She's like, all right, I'm done. And so now Trump announced his guy to take over.
So the previous person was appointed under Obama?
Obama, I think. I could be wrong about that, but it was a name I'd seen for a few years, so she was there for a while. It was a chick, Megan something or other, I think it was.
What does this person do?
They're a head bureaucrat, so it's a political
He's
position.
Making a lot
paperwork.
He's making a lot of changes as we speak, and a lot of people aren't happy about it. By the way,
what kind of changes? That's an important question.
Something about how if the mail doesn't get there in time, at the distribution centers, if the trucks aren't supposed to wait around waiting for all the packages, they're supposed to leave and it's just going to sit there till the next day.
Mm-hmm.
He's thinking it's going to save money. Because
no, that's going to make everyone angry.
There's a lot of overtime changes. You can't do overtime anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You're just going to have to, wait till tomorrow to deliver your mail.
Yep.
And that might actually save money, because like I said, one of the bigger problems is the pensioners and these old guys, these old clowns who are racking up the overtime, and they're making hand over fist, and it's
Remember, the government, the Postal Service can't change its business model in any significant manner unless Congress approves the proposal. So it's not like the Postal Service can have their board of directors get together and say, all right, we're cutting back from 6-day-a-week delivery to 3 days.
That would fix it all. That would fix everything.
But they can't.
It would slow down delivery.
Yeah.
I don't care about fixing the postal system. I'm a consumer. I care about getting my packages on time.
I think they would deliver packages all week, but it's the mail. It's the letters that no one actually uses.
Well, there's more to the conflict between these different sides coming up.
How would you fix the postal system? 855-450-3733.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Chinese banks limit customers' ability to buy gold. Chinese flooding and potential dam collapse threatens many Bitcoin operations. Withdrawals from crypto exchanges increase, indicating perhaps more people are holding their coin for themselves. Tentative agreement met to stabilize Bitcoin cash mining in conjunction with the currency's third birthday. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the Liberty Movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy says the United States Postal Service will not carry out some operational and organizational changes, such as removing mail processing equipment or collection boxes, until the end of the November election. North Carolina Attorney General Josh Stein says that's not enough.
It is going to be filed. Look, these are positive steps. I'm happy to hear what DeJoy has said today. But honestly, they're just words on a paper. We need binding commitments that they will not make further changes and that they will undo the damage that they've done.
The Democratic AG speaking there on Fox News, and half as many Americans are watching the Democratic National Convention compared to 4 years ago. About 5.8 million tuned in last night to ABC, CBS, or NBC. 11.6 million watched 4 years ago. This is USA Radio News. Members of President Trump's 2016 campaign were in frequent contact with individuals linked to the Russian government, raising counterintelligence concerns at the time, but there is no evidence they colluded to influence the election. That's according to a Senate report that was released on Tuesday. The committee notes Russia took advantage of the inexperience among members of the president's transition team, as well as their desire to roll back Obama-era policies to create unofficial channels through which it would connect to the incoming administration. Shark sightings in the New York City area continue to increase. Fisherman Tim Brindley shows pictures of a dead 10-foot great white he caught in his net 2 miles off the New Jersey coastline.
We looked at each other and I said, "Oh my God, that's a great white." I looked down and it was big, so big.
Brindley speaking there on NBC News. There have been dozens of shark sightings off the coast of Long Island beaches this summer. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight is Aria, Conan, and Ian. And we're talking about Trump because this is the wettest one we've ever seen from the standpoint of the water. Trump, huh? Trump, of course, said that about the hurricane that hit Dallas. So he's on video on the White House lawn saying this, right? This is the wettest one we've ever seen standpoint of the water. The only thing worse than that is Joe Biden's lengthy little thing about kids stroking his leg hair and learning about roaches.
Yeah, that was weird.
The whole thing is weird. But Trump, when he's not having senile moments, is on Twitter trolling people or just in front of news agents trolling people. And he's been at it again, evidently, suggesting that because of the ineptitudes of the USPS system, it might take years before we learn the results of the 2020 election. And, of course, this has people up in arms because every 4 years we go through this. What if the president loses and doesn't step down?
Yep. Every time.
Every single time.
Happened with Bush. It happened with Obama.
It did. And the same people who insisted that Obama would never do that are now terrified that Trump would do it. And the same people who insisted that Bush would never do it were terrified that Obama would do it. And it's like, it doesn't really seem to matter. And of course, every election is the most important one of our lifetimes.
Yep.
Which is how they browbeat you into not voting for a different candidate or something different, right? Because it's too important to risk losing by voting for Joe Jorgensen and Spike Cohen. Oh no, this is the most important. Yes. This is the most important election of our lifetimes.
Yep, they're always claiming that. And now you've got the people on the left who are claiming that Trump is trying to undermine the Postal Service. His president's remarks came, according to BusinessInsider.com, as concern grew or has been growing about Trump's refusal to provide the U.S. Postal Service with a funding increase to cope with an expected surge in ballots delivered by post and his repeated attempts to seed doubts about the integrity of mail-in voting. So apparently, people on the left want Trump to somehow grant, maybe there's going to be a bill or something to give money to the Postal Service for election services or whatever, and they're worried that Trump is going to stand in the way of that. Now, of course, the Postal Service hasn't been receiving money for postal services from the government for a long time, right, Conan? I mean, it's basically a semi-independent, semi-private agency. If they receive money from the government, doesn't it go to the pension fund and not to operations?
Well, here's how the post office makes money from the government. Basically, all their buildings are tax-free.
Mm-hmm.
And they...
No rent.
So no rent.
How similar that is to churches.
And they have government grants. Or not grants, but loans. Interest-free loans.
So if you
count that into the equation, then they do make money. They do take money, but no, they're not getting any money. They're not getting anything. Like the last stimulus, post office didn't get any money.
Well, before we get too deeply into this article, let's go to the phones. We've got John calling. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Holly. How's everyone doing in this evening?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Yeah, you can't troll a troll.
How so? You certainly can. You just have to be better at trolling than they are.
Well, I mean the master troll. He's untrollable.
You think Trump's the master troll?
Maybe. A lot of people do. But as far as eating dogs go, I've had that before. It wasn't that great.
Where'd you have it?
I wasn't able to tell the girl after I had a taste that it wasn't very good. She never called back.
I think that's a bad sex joke, and I don't think you're talking about real dogs.
Thanks anyway, John. Work
Some
on your
pretty lame jokes tonight.
Yeah, I did not get that one. I didn't catch that was a joke. I was just like, okay, you ordered at a restaurant.
He was calling her a dog.
Yeah, saying he ate her.
Yeah, I get it.
Back. Okay.
It just had to be explained because it was such a terrible joke. Yeah, that was awful.
I don't know if that was the same guy who called earlier with another bad joke, but we had a terrible joke earlier in the show as well.
John, I'm embarrassed for you. I hope you're embarrassed for
you. You're going to need to level up on your trolling abilities there.
Yeah, that was embarrassing. So, getting back to an actual troll, someone who's actually good at trolling people and not just making terrible jokes.
According to Business Insider, they say there's been an increase in the number of Americans, or they're expecting a massive increase in the number of Americans to cast mail-in votes this year. The New York Times found that 76% of Americans are eligible to cast their ballot by post. I guess under current rules, there are, 76% of the population can already do this. As he trails in the polls to presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden, which aren't they having the convention this week? I think they started it, yesterday or something like that?
I'm just amazed they're paying any attention. I can promise you that Trump, he lied about polls constantly in 2016, but I can promise you that at this point, Trump is not paying any attention to the polls because they all said he was going to lose
and they're saying it
to
again.
Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, and they're saying the same thing again.
Yes, and people are like, oh, but the polls say he's going to win. Yeah, they said that last time, you idiot. Every single poll said that.
And he won.
Yes. Yeah.
The Democratic National Convention started yesterday and it goes to the 20th.
What is the name of that guy at 538? Nate Silver or something like that? He's a statistician.
Statistician.
Thank you. And, he predicted Trump with a 5% chance to win the election because of everything that the poll said and that Hillary was a sure thing.
Nope.
And she lost. So your polls are useless.
Yeah. Trump has claimed that mail-in voting is exposed to widespread fraud. They say that claim is dismissed by election officials and so-called experts. While admitting the Postal Service can't cope with an expected increase in postal votes, Trump refuses to authorize $25 billion funding increase for the agency demanded by the Democratic Party as part of a coronavirus relief package. At the briefing, Trump also defended Postmaster General Louis DeJoy, a Trump donor that was appointed to the role in May, who has introduced a series of controversial reforms that critics say have reduced the service's capacity to process and deliver mail in a timely way. So the theory is that this is a purposeful thing, that they're trying to undermine the Postal Service. Numerous states seeking to expand mail-in voting have been told by the Postal Service there's not enough time before November 3rd to process all the mail-in ballots, according to...
Between now and November the 3rd, there's not enough time?
That is bullcrap.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
That is that. No, it's not. It's totally possible. I've been mailing absentee ballots to customers all week for the last month. If you have a whole month in advance, you're only talking about one letter per person. It's totally doable.
And Trump said when asked
about... isn't that a drop in the bucket compared to USPS's normal services?
I deliver thousands of letters a day.
Right. This is ridiculous to claim that they couldn't do it. And not everyone's going to vote. Right. Well, not everyone's going to vote, number one. Of those who are registered to vote, remember, it's like, what, half Americans are registered to vote or something like that? Or I don't know how many it is, but it's not even all of the United States.
Of course not.
So only so many are registered and only so many are going to vote. And I think you may get around like half of them showing up to the polls. And so, you know, what percentage are actually going to use the mail-in voting? I don't know. But Trump said of his appointee, Mr. DeJoy, he said, I don't know. I don't know what he's doing. I can only tell you he's a very smart man, he said.
Shouldn't Trump be able to tell you what he's doing?
Why? Why would he know?
He's the guy who appointed him.
His
boss.
How many bureaucrats do you think this guy has appointed? He's got probably dozens
Excellent
of people
point.
Underneath him. In a statement Saturday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Trump is, quote, openly working to destroy the post office and sabotage its ability to deliver absentee ballots in time to be counted. All patriots, Democrats, independents, or Republicans should reject the president's assault on the postal system in this election season. Pelosi and other top Democrats.
Very well read. I can just hear.
I don't know what she sounds like. So.
Yeah, I can just hear the hysteria and fear, though.
Yeah, that's my hysterical, worried lady. Pelosi and the other Democrats are considering bringing the House back early to address the crisis, according to Axios.
Conan, is there a crisis beyond the ordinary
crisis? We're running out of money. But
that's not new.
I've been talking to my people for the longest time. What we need to do is become our own little fiefdom, start a credit union there, a barber shop. Everyone comes to get their mail. It'll work. We could do it.
855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in free talk.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support. Where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria, Ian, and Conan. And I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com because they've launched a trading platform. And you can find it at local.bitcoin.com. It allows you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash using dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted, which means you finally have a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Again, that's local.bitcoin.com. Let's go to the phones. We got Mortified Penguin calling using the Discord server. You can find it at discord.freetalklive.com, by the way. So if you want to sound like you're sitting here in the studio with us, that's the way to go about it. Mortified Penguin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, hey, I hope my audio sounds great.
Sounds excellent.
Nice. I wanted to call tonight about, like I said, truth claims. So basically, I was reacting to somebody today that was talking about someone, you know, openly saying we're pushing a narrative for our agenda. You know, he said that in the media. And, I wonder, you know, people make these claims. That's a bad thing. That's one of those bad words you're not supposed to do. But I'm not sure really who makes claims or advocates a cause. Or
dude, I got it. I'm not following claims
about what?
What are you talking about?
Well, I actually don't know what the subject matter was. It was on a news program, but I don't know who makes claims or advocates an agenda or anything without having a narrative. I think there's narratives behind anybody who basically transmits information about or talks about anything. Kind of
you mean
the idea.
There's an agenda and a purpose behind every action and every statement is essentially the argument that you're making?
Yeah, and so people kind of want to claim that they want – they make this claim that they want the unvarnished truth. I just want the truth. I don't want a bunch of spin. But there's an agenda behind opening your mouth. You know, like you said, there's an agenda behind making the choice to open your mouth to talk about something. There's always a narrative, I think we should treat that as a bad thing. And I mean, kind of the what good you can gather from kind of a postmodernist view is that all claims made about truth, effect, you know, should be examined, because they all have some context behind them, some reason the person's making the claim and making it in the way that they are. So I mean, I don't see the idea that we want this mythical world where that it's just effects, because there's no such thing out in the world in just effects. Nobody tells you anything or informs you because of objective dry facts. And frankly,
well, there
when it comes
no
to the media, nobody's
facts.
Demanding.
There are only subjective interpretations.
I think I would like a healthy dose of the two, and maybe even more on the fact, lean more towards the facts.
The bias and the personal
narrative out there, and the, you know, which is what it really feels like. You have a lot of fear mongering taking place right now, and people, you know, scaring the bejesus out of each other. And some people are follow the money in this case, follow the narrative, and you'll get to the point of what a lot of this is actually that's actually leading us. I want more facts, dude.
Well, you think it's all like Bill Gates and stuff, right?
There are a bunch of different entities who are taking advantage of this. Lots and lots. Bill Gates is one of them. Big Pharma's one. Democrats are one.
Republicans are definitely one.
But I'm making a broader claim. I'm saying I don't think that there is such thing as dry facts, objective truth, without you know, an agenda, a reason, a framing of the facts, context in which you present them. There's no such thing as dry, plain, objective facts. I mean, there can be an encyclopedia.
I think that's what you just said, right, Armia, that everything's subjectively interpreted.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree with that. So, I mean, people have this kind of thing like, I just want the plain facts. Well, you can go get the plain facts from a table of raw data, but everything is basically interpretation.
That's not comfortable, right? People aren't, they're not happy to hear that, you know, there are no facts, there are no real truths, there are only interpretations of external stimuli. People don't like that because they want certainty in their lives. They're scared to death, literally, of the uncertain, which is why they fear death. This idea that they can't have the truth, they can't know the truth, is beyond their ability to handle emotionally, because they're terrified of the uncertainty of being able to say, I don't know this, but I believe it.
Yeah, fear is a new virtue, for real. Or it's become one in a lot of people's minds.
True. But I say that ultimately people just drop the pretense that there's such thing as objective truth, that someone's going to present you the absolute unvarnished objective truth, and realize we live in a world of like uncertainty, of nuance, of context and everything, and just question every claim of truth and fact from anyone, especially in a
good plan. Yeah, that's why I'm a nihilist, man. I wish more people would do it as well. I have to agree, Mortified Penguin. I wish that more people would open their eyes to the possibility of saying, hey, you know, I don't know, but I believe. It's ultimately agnosticism. You can, whether or not you can know a thing or whether or not you believe a thing, I happen to fall on the side of the nihilist. You can't know anything. You can believe it, and you may have certain subjective experiences leading you to feel rational in believing it, but it's still just a belief.
I think you can know things, but it's going to be on that Dunning-Kruger level, whereas, you know, how much of that information do you actually know? Are you on Mount Stupid still, or have you been something you've been working on for the last 20 years, and so you know more than the average human being?
But there's still no way of ascertaining whether or not the stuff that you, quote, know is in fact representative of reality.
If it's getting you through the day.
Exactly. But you don't know. It's a belief.
Well, if it's, say, working on cars, you're an auto mechanic. And you have great experience getting broke-ass cars to work again.
Sure.
So you know that on some level, you understand.
You believe that. You could very well be a floating mind in a jar imagining the entire thing.
Yeah, but if the car is getting...
And you're the advocate of simulation theory here. You don't know that. You believe it to be true based on what your experiences are, based on what your senses are telling you, but you still have no way of verifying that what your senses are telling you is actually accurate to reality.
According to the simulation, if the car gets fixed at the end of the afternoon, the simulation made that happen because using the simulation's rules in this world that we're in.
Right, but it's a simulation and not reality.
But if the car got fixed and you made it happen, then you, on some level, you do have an understanding of being an auto mechanic, being an efficient auto mechanic in this simulation that is governed, that governs the rules of how this car will get fixed.
Well, let's keep going with the phones. We've got Alex calling from Florida. Alex, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Fake accent. Go ahead.
I have a few questions. First things first, who would you pick of the president of the United States this term?
I would pick between the major party candidates, Joe Jorgensen and Spike Cohen, the libertarian candidates.
Okay.
I would pick any of them. I say no more presidents.
I like that answer. Yeah. I say secession now. New Hampshire should leave.
So,
was it? I missed
it. It was very in the background, so you may have actually drowned him out.
I was talking, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway.
Yes, so that was secession. Yeah. I'm tired.
I mean, it was an obvious fake accent. Plus, he's watching on YouTube. That is the sign right there.
My name's Max. I'm from Florida. I'd like to ask y'all a question.
So anyway, getting back to this article.
Actually, was a better accent than his.
That was much better. That,
was yours Florida, though?
No, I don't know.
I would have called yours, like...
We have rednecks in Florida.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, for sure.
But
Florida redneck accent is different than the Georgia redneck accent.
Well, but I suspect it's... Right. I suspect Central Florida is going to be a different accent than North Florida. In the same way that Maine... has a different accent than, like, Boston or whatever,
and
right?
And Vermont has its own unique accent that no one else is using.
That's how it is up here. And I think it's the same way down there, but I haven't spent enough time in those places. I lived in West Coast Florida, which isn't real Florida, because anything that's west of the interstate on the West Coast is basically New York, because it's full of New Yorkers.
Yeah, we have a lot of...
How in the hell does that work, man?
A lot of snowbirds in Florida.
I mean, yeah, we work with one here on the show. I mean, Mark. Mm-hmm. Every time it gets cold, he's like, "Oh, it's time for me to go to Florida."
He's already heading down there. Yeah. The end of August. It's not even cold yet.
I think is he?
Wow. Yeah,
it's early. Wow, so early.
He's going down and he's coming back. He's he does.
He's doing the Mark thing.
Yeah.
Is he moving to the Marianas again? Or
he was moving to the Marianas and then he wasn't, and now he is moving to the Marianas.
Oh, he is again.
Yes.
Okay. I'll be excited to see if this actually plays out.
Yes. We'll see.
Well, it seems to be playing out without Mark being there. I mean,
Wait. I think the latest was that he's not moving to the Marianas until he can get there without having to wear a mask.
Okay. Well,
because he supports wearing masks, but he doesn't want to wear a mask.
That's really confusing.
I'm very confused.
It sounds right up Mark's alley, though. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.